Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Morning, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Second hour already on a Sunday. All right, let's run down Port O'Connor way and let's check in with our good conservationist and conversationalist, Lynn Smith. How'd you like that one, man?
Conservationist, huh?
That's it, and conversationalist.
Oh, yes.
If that's a word.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. That's something.
Like I'll that Gene Hackman in Bite the Bullet said, without conversation. That's a good cowboy movie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, I tell you. I guarantee you it's amazing. Now the school is in session or whatever.
Right.
I was amazed yesterday. I ran over to a friend of mine's house over here at Alligator Head. I know you know where that is.
Oh, yeah. I've been in there, been to a few parties inside that community.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the old Troutmaster days, man.
I drove in there, and it was like ghost town. I mean, there was no cars. Oh, nobody was there. And I said, oh, my goodness. I mean, nobody was there. And so the town is like deserted. I said, oh man, what happened? Yeah, so it's a world of difference out there. World of difference. So anyway, big difference. Not as many people in the water.
Crowds
now.
Were down this weekend. That's unusual.
Yep. The crowds are down.
Good.
So anyway, it'll make a big difference on the water. Really does. But it was kind of funny, people don't realize that, when we don't have a trip, we're still out there fishing because we gotta keep a handle on it as to where the fish are,
Right.
And so I was out scouting and I guess it was about Wednesday or whatever, and I went over and I hit a couple of spots that I wanted to check out. I jumped out of the boat and I was going to wade this gut. And the water was pretty. In fact, it was too clear in a lot of places.
Yeah.
And I saw some slicks, and I jumped out of the boat, and I was going to wade this one spot. And, well, first cast, man, I cast in this slick, and thump, and I thought, oh, man, I set the hook on this fish. And I said, oh, man, good fish. And I went, wait a minute. This doesn't feel like a trout.
Oh.
About a 4 or 5 pound slimer, man.
Disgusting.
I said, man, this isn't going to be good. this sets the tone for the day.
First cast at gaff top, man.
Big old gaff top. First cast, you know. I said, oh, good grief.
Man, yeah, I haven't caught any big melon heads like that this year. All of them have been just, you know, small to medium size. I hadn't. Which
man,
I'm not.
Big ones.
I'm not looking for them. I'm not complaining, but.
Well, you know, it's funny. I tell these customers, man, we go to some of these areas. I go, whatever you do, don't cast out in that deeper water. You know,
right?
Because that's what you're going to catch. You're going to catch those gaff top out there. You know, cast up along that grass line or whatever. You know, we're trying to catch trout and reds here.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to catch trout and reds up here. Sure enough, man, you'll get these guys. If we're fishing out of the boat, we're drifting, working these grass beds. I look around, one of these guys will cast out a little deeper. Next thing you know, he's hooked up on a gaff top. Never fails.
Must be a Galveston fisherman.
Oh, man.
Everybody from Galveston wants to throw out deep because, you know, a lot of times that's where our fish, they'll just roll out and get off those drop-offs, and you got to wade out deep and throw deep.
Oh, boy.
But always listen to your guide.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Well, I tell people that too. Boy, we're wading along areas, and they'll say, "Well, man, why are you catching them and we're not?" I'll say, "Because you're not following me." You wandered away from me. Oh, never leave the guide. Never leave the guide.
That's it.
Yeah.
Watch what he's doing. He knows. He fishes here all the time and every day, and if he's staying knee deep and he's throwing at that angle, do the same thing.
That's right. Exactly. Oh, man. But boy, the water is beautiful, I'll tell you. Man, that water is pretty.
That's what I hear.
Too pretty.
Really too clear, yeah.
It is. I talked to one of the guys that fishes the jetties, one of the jetty guides, and I went for lunch, and I said, "Hey, man," I said, "how's the water out there at the rocks?" He said, "Whoa, man." He said, "Water 25 feet deep." He said, "I'm looking down. I can see the rippling sand by the rocks."
Really?
And he said, you can see sheep heads swimming around by the rocks.
Wow.
Right there. That's how clear it was. And he said, "Oh, we're catching skipjacks." That was it. Ladyfish.
Yeah. No shortage of those.
Uh-uh. No, a lot of those.
Yeah, they're thick. I wish trout would multiply like those things do.
Boy, that's the truth.
Good.
Oh,
Lord.
My goodness. Man. Yeah. I had that neighbor that lived next door. Boy, he used to love for me to catch those skipjacks and keep them for him because he used them for snapper bait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'd cut them up, use them offshore for snapper bait because they're oily.
Right.
Man, he lived in Kerrville, and he'd come down and he said, I'll trade you Axis meat for those skipjacks. I said, what a trade.
Let's go skipjack fishing. Heck yeah.
Yeah. I'd text him. I'd say, well, I got you 6 or 8, you know, skipjacks in my freezer downstairs. Man, I'd get in from fishing. I'd see he was here, and first thing I'd do when I'd pull in, I'd open my freezer downstairs, and boy, I'd have Axis hamburger and Axis hams and, you know, roast and stuff in my freezer. I'd say, boy, what a trade. what a trade I made there. Man. Yeah, he kept me supplied in Axis meat. Mm. Oh, yeah. And then he sold the house and moved. I went, oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
You know anybody that's tarpon fishing? I'm hearing all kinds of wild tarpon stories down there. Everybody's nuking them.
Oh, man, the tarpon. It was crazy. There were so many tarpon here. It was unbelievable. You know, I've never seen a year like this. We've had so many tarpon.
Yeah.
They were everywhere.
Well, we had that good calm stretch of weather, too, and let everybody get to where they're at.
Yeah.
Along that beachfront.
It was crazy. You know, off Pasco Bayo and off the jetties.
I mean, yeah.
Everybody was just going out there catching tarpon. It was stupid, you know. But no real, real big ones, I mean, that I saw.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of them. It wasn't much, didn't take much to catch them.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun, bud. A lot of fun.
No, yeah. I'm not big on catching tarpon because they're just tackle busters, as far as I was concerned, you know. But I was going out in the jetties one day and turned north and went around that north jetty and headed toward Matagorda. You know, we were looking for trout. I came back in, and when I turned around that north jetty, there was a bunch of tarpon, a school of tarpon rolling right along the edge of the rocks. And one of my customers said, "What's that?" I said, "Oh, those are tarpon." I just kept going.
Oh, just tarpon.
Yeah, those are just tarpon.
Just tarpon. They don't eat very good.
Nah. Yeah, I didn't have any tackle to handle that.
No.
So I had trout rods, but I hooked a big one one day wading. We were wading a flat and fishing about waist deep, catching trout. And boy, I hooked a tarpon that the first thing I did when I hooked that fish, I thought it was a shark, you know, going after a trout. And boy, the water just boiled, you know. And the first thing I thought was it was a shark, and I just set the hook and hoping I'd get the trout away from the shark. And, man, that tarpon, about a 6-foot tarpon, came out of the water, you know, with gills flared and mouth open. Man, he came out of the water, and then he went south.
Yeah.
And I just thumbed the spool and set and broke him off, you know.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want him to spool me. But he'd have certainly done that. And, you know, he was a big one.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was waiting in the surf down by the pass, San Luis Pass, and hooked one. We were catching trout, and all of a sudden, man, just kaboom, up jumped a boogeyman. he was gone.
Man.
He headed to Cuba, and that was the last I saw of that. I had no line left. That's back when I think it was my first ambassador reel back then.
Oh, my goodness.
When they first come out with him, I thought I had something really good. Boy, he spooled that reel. I mean, that line was gone before you could think about it.
Man, I told you,
no
speaking
match.
Of that, you know, I told you, you know, I was cleaning out a boat stall one time, and I was moving. I was going to a different boat stall, and I looked up on the shelf, and I had one of those old ambassador cases, you know, those leather.
Yeah, the leather case, that they came in.
Uh-huh. And I had it sitting up there on that shelf, and I thought, you know, I wonder if there's a reel in there. And I grabbed that leather case and opened it up, and I had an Ambassador 5500C,
right,
one of the red ones,
uh-huh,
in there. I had never put line on that reel. And I had that reel in there, had an extra handle, and a little bottle of grease and everything.
Well, and then that little tube of parts, you know, with the E-clips and stuff in there. Yeah.
Right. I had that. I've still got that reel.
You pay $450 for a reel now, and you don't get anything with it.
No,
it ought to come already spooled up for that price, huh?
I'm telling you. But, you know, you look at those reels like that, and you think, oh, my goodness, how ancient was that compared to what you get now, you know? I mean, man. You imagine back then, if we'd have had reels what we have now, oh my goodness, you know, the reels now are so good compared to then. Man.
Yeah.
You know, drag systems and everything.
Remember them old jerky drags on those ambassadors? You'd get a big trout on it, it'd let go and then bond up, let go, and just your old rod tips just going back and forth. And
oh, yeah.
We lost a lot of big fish because of that.
Oh, gosh, yes.
But yeah, we learned, you know, when you did get a big trout on like that, we just push the button in and use your thumb.
Yeah, yeah. You got a lot of blisters.
Yeah.
You got a lot of blisters on your thumb. Yeah, but, yep. Yeah. Yep, yeah, you learned. Most of the time, we never used the drag back then.
Yeah.
Just straight drive, straight drive.
Yeah, I remember the old direct drive reels. No star drag at all, man. Knuckle busters.
That's
right. Use your thumb and in your palm. Let the reel handle, you know, spin backwards and hit the palm of your hand.
Oh, yeah.
I watched my mom and dad fight big fish like that. That was just nuts. Direct drive, Shakespeare, Flugers. Nope. Remember all those old reels?
Oh, yeah. Fluger reels. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days, man. Yeah. Well, we used them.
We had no idea how advanced in tackle and equipment we are these days compared to then.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yep. How sweet it is.
I'm telling you, buddy. All right, let me knock this break out. I'll come right back to you, my friend.
All right, man.
All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, you know. Bow season's right around the corner, deer season right behind that, and no better processing facility to take your fine meat to get it processed properly. Their packaging is second to none. Their quality and service is excellent. And all the different blends of sausage, you know, they tenderize your backstrap for you, you know, vacuum seal it. It just can't beat it. And the service, you pull up and drop your deer off, they handle all of it for you. And their meat market, full menu of pecan smoke barbecue. That's open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And they have some really great food in there also. And not to mention all their great products they sell there. Stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms, pork tenderloins, hot dogs, you name it. It's all good. And try their grab-and-go snacking products also. Beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron.
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. 520. All right, Lynn, we are back. Have you been seeing more? Yeah. Man, they're having a big time EHD virus breaking out up in Ohio. Man, it's killing a lot of their beautiful deer, man, whitetails.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, man, this isn't good.
You know, some states around them, too, are having this problem. You know, that's from gnat bites, you know, those midges.
Hmm. Man, this isn't good. Well, we don't need that.
No. Well, I guess they've had some drought conditions. You know, that's what causes it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't affect humans, thank gosh. But,
yeah.
But it's
called,
epizootic hemorrhagic disease.
I ran into a friend of mine a couple of days ago here in Port O'Connor. He's got a ranch in Carrizo Springs, and, for several years, I used to go up there and help him kind of clean out his place. He had bought a ranch up there, and he high fenced it, and he wanted to clean it out, you know, shoot does and cull bucks and such as that before he really got into it, you know.
Yeah.
And so I was going up there with a buddy of mine, and we started working on them, and we really shot a lot of cull bucks out of there. And anyway, I ran into him down here. First thing out of his mouth, he said, "Well, you ready to start shooting some deer?" I said,
"Uh-oh.
You bet." He said, "Man," he said, we got to shoot some deer." He said, "We got deer running everywhere on the ranch," and he said, "We're fixing to do our flyover. And about a week, we're going to do the flyover with the biologist." And he said, "We got to kill some deer." He said, it's unbelievable how many deer we got. We had an unbelievable year. You know, we had a lot of rain on the right time.
Right.
And he said, "We think our count's going to be way up there." So he said, "I'm going to call you." I said, "Okay, give me a call. And I'll come help you." I said, "You know, I said, I'll help you out when I can." He said, yeah, definitely. He said, "We'll get together." I used to go up there. We had a lot of fun on his place. He's got a beautiful place. I'll never forget. We were up there one time, and he asphalted the road from his gate to his house, which isn't very far. It's probably, about 500 yards maybe from his gate.
Right.
To his house. And so we'd hunted up there for about 4 or 5 days, and we all packed up and were ready to go, and we were ready to leave. So we were all leave the same time, so we just had to open the gate one time, close it one time. And so we're ready to go, and everybody loaded up, and we were leaving the house, and we looked, and about 60 yards from the house there was a mountain lion sitting in the middle of that asphalt road with a cub sitting there looking at us. It was a pretty sight. It really was a beautiful sight. I mean, she was just sitting there looking at us.
Yeah.
And just got up and trotted off that cub. Yeah. It was incredible.
Well, you know, I've seen a young one at my house twice now, and I need to sit out there more at that time of the evening, right at dusk. It'll come across the highway there by my house. It'll come across from that high fence side and head to the neighborhood side where everybody lives along the bay. And that's twice I've seen it. First time I saw it, I thought, well, maybe it looks like a bobcat coming across the road. I couldn't see real good. It was almost dark. So I keep binoculars out there on the patio. Flipped them up, and I said, "Oh man, it's got a long tail on it." And I got it looking at the long, streamlined body, the length of it. And that's what it was, a young one. It's all hunkered down, creeping, and it got behind this little mott of trees and came out to the other side and sat there and looked around both ways for about a couple of minutes. And then it eased across like it was stalking something, but it was just being real careful. And then came in through a lot between me and another neighbor's. It's kind of, you know, kind of a little thicket there, brush lined. And two times in a row, same time of day that I've seen that. And that was about a week apart. And I hadn't really been out there at that time lately to look, you know, just to watch.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people start missing pets, you know, cats and dogs.
Yeah, duh. Yeah, there's a couple of posters up out my way looking for Fluffy and whatever their dog's names are. Just, I mean, you got to, if you don't have a fenced-in yard and you let them out at night, you may never see them again. I had a good friend lost his dog like that. He let two of them out in the middle of the night, like 2 or 3 in the morning. They had to go out, and only one came back.
Uh-huh. Well, it doesn't matter if you have a fence. I mean,
they'll coyote, they can jump over fence, no problem. But.
Oh, yeah. Mountain lion drag that dog over the fence.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No problem. No problem at all. And, I mean, you know, we see that here in Port O'Connor. I mean,
I bet.
A buddy of mine, he kind of lives on the outskirts of Port O'Connor here. But he had a phone call one day and during the day, and he walked out on his patio to talk, and he just happened to look over, and there was a mountain lion scraping his claws on a tree, on one of his trees. And he hollered at his wife. He said, Linda, come here. You got to see this. You got to see this. And his wife came out there and saw it. And he saw that mountain lion three more times. That lion was marking his territory out there.
They're a creature of habit, just like coyotes are.
Yeah.
We're in mating season right now for coyotes for about 4 to 6 weeks. Yeah.
Oh boy. Isn't that special?
You know, I had a little dog. Somebody dropped off a dog. Well, my neighbor actually saw the woman throw it out the window.
Oh, man.
Stopped on the road and just threw this little old dog out the window, and it looked like a coyote. I named it Yodi. It wouldn't leave my house. It would dig and crawl under my fence and get in the backyard and hang out with my dog. And I couldn't get rid of it. And it was a sweet little dog and smart as a whip. And it kept hanging around, so I just kind of took it in. But at night, that dog would not sleep, would stay up all night barking. It would get out of the fence. I don't care how good you had it. That dog was a jailbreaker. You weren't keeping that dog inside the fence if she wanted out. And she'd go out on the road and bark at those coyotes all night long. Well, I think they finally got her because she just disappeared, vanished.
I'll be there.
I'll be sitting out there at night, and my lab will start barking, and I'll hit my spotlight, and there they are. There's always a pair of them, big coyotes, just walking down the middle of the street, not even afraid of anything.
Yeah, they're bad.
Yeah, they are.
They're bad. They're bad on pets. People just don't realize how bad they are, but. Yeah, that's right.
I got it.
That's right. I went to work out in San Diego. A buddy of mine recommended me on a project out there, and so I went out there, and it was funny. I went to his house, and he lived in Ramona, California, and so I went to his house one day, and we were going to watch a football game, and he had a big picture window in his house and overlooked a big hill. And all kinds of boulders on that hill and everything. We were sitting there in his living room watching a football game. And I'll never forget this. It was kind of funny. And so I saw something out of the corner of my eye. And I looked over my shoulder, and there was a coyote just kind of prancing through the front yard. And he had a cat in his mouth.
Oh, boy.
And I said, oh, look at this. And he went, oh, no. He said, I lost another cat. He said, that's the sixth cat that I've lost this year. And he said, you can't keep a cat. They love cats. And they just said, oh, my goodness. He said, he and his wife and daughter went to a movie one night, and they forgot to put their cat in the house. And he said they came home from the movie, and they pulled in their driveway, and his wife went to get out of the car. And when she opened the door, the cat came running around the house, just wide open, and a coyote was right on her tail, boy. And the cat jumped in the car, and a coyote was right behind her, boy.
Man.
And hit the door of the car trying to get that cat. That's how bad they are.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, it isn't.
Coyotes are quicker and more agile than you think if they can catch cats like that.
Well, I told you about that guy at the ranch at George West during turkey season. My buddies they were calling turkeys, and a coyote broke out of the brush and bit one of the hunters on the arm, didn't I?
I think I remember you telling me that story years back. That's
bad. Yeah, it hadn't been that long ago. And that old boy that got bit, he's from Abilene. And he came down and fished with me a couple of years ago. And I said, well, did it break the skin? He said, no, it didn't break the skin. But he said, because I had on camouflage shirts and everything. But he said, it bit me on the arm.
That's crazy.
I'm telling you. I said, man, well, if it had broken the skin, I'd gone straight to the hospital.
Well, yeah, then you got the rabies thing that you got to worry about then. That's nuts.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. All right, let me knock this break out. Lynn, hang on. We'll talk about that some more. Be right back at you.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. All right, it's 5:32. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, 537. All right, Lynn, I was looking at coyote stuff, and they can run 35 to 43 miles per hour.
And oh, my goodness.
They can jump as high as 8 feet.
Oh, yeah. Man. I'll tell you what, this buddy of mine has that place between Freer and Cotulla. He called me the other day, and we were talking, and he said, man, he said, September and October, he said, I need to get you down here and do some varmint hunting. He said, I've seen a lot of coyotes. He said, there's a lot of them around. He knows I love to varmint hunt, you know, and I said, man, I'm ready.
I need to get into that. I've never done much of it. I'd love to do that.
I really enjoy it, you know. You know, you never know what's coming in, you know. It could be a mountain lion. It could be a mountain lion coming in or something. I was varmint hunting with a guy down there at George West. We're sitting there and calling, you know, and I like to use a cottontail call, you know.
Yeah.
And man, but you never know what's going to come in. And I was sitting there with this guy, and I'm using that cottontail call, and it's kind of putting a chill up your back, you know, because you don't know what's going to come in. And I looked up, and here came a badger. And
what?
This badger was a badger was coming to it. And I said, look here, there's a badger. And this guy, oh, my goodness, I should shoot him. Shoot that badger. And it, boy, he shot that badger. And I said, good shot, man. And a little smile came on his face, and he looked at me, and he went, I've always wanted a badger. I've always wanted one.
Well, they got some claws on them, don't they?
Oh, they do. And some teeth, man.
Yeah.
And he had it mounted. He had it mounted, and it was a great mount. And had it on like a piece of driftwood and everything.
Oh,
he's
cool.
Got it on it's a cool mount, really. But they're a vicious little animal, man.
Yeah,
I'd hate to tangle with one of them.
No thanks. Wolverines and badgers, they're pound for pound, they're pretty bad.
They are. And, you know, they're not very big. But
no, they're really not.
But they can be vicious.
They're ferocious.
They are that. And but, no, those coyotes, they're getting pretty bad. They're getting a lot of them, I'll guarantee you. And they bring those coyote hunters in on some of these ranches to thin them out. And it's amazing how many they kill. But they poison a lot of them. They put those cyanide traps out and poison them. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
No, not if you got dogs around, you know.
That's all
a coyote is a dog, song dog.
Yeah,
the Indians
used to call
them song dogs.
Yeah. But they don't live very long anyway. Yeah, I've seen a lot of them with mange on them and everything.
You know, I've seen some pretty rough looking ones.
Oh, yeah.
You know what gets me is the coyotes down in South Texas, they look so much different than the ones up my way. Ours are a lot taller, longer legged. And, you know, just bigger.
Now, I think yours have a lot of red wolf.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of, you know, it's some kind of hybrid now. Because I've seen some coyotes that are just, they're 2 and 3 times the size of the ones in South Texas.
Oh, yeah.
And those in South Texas, I can't believe as hot as it is down there, how much fur they have on them compared to these up here. You'd think it'd be just the opposite as far as, you know, the hair.
I know. They're skinny as a rail.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they've got to be tired of eating rabbit because there's so many rabbits down there in South Texas. You know, everywhere you look are rabbits. And you know they've got to be just living on rabbits down there.
Yeah my there rabbits are thinning out around my house. I used to have several, and I only see one or two here and there now. We've got so many bobcats and coyotes, and now I've seen that young mountain lion, you know, that cougar.
Uh-huh.
But we're running out of habitat out there. I mean, that used to be just, just wild, and it's getting so overdeveloped now. These animals just don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
They're just looking for any kind of cover and habitat they can find.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's bad. You know, I never forget, I worked up in Denver, oh, gosh, years and years ago. And I never forget when I was working up there, there was a woman on the outskirts of Denver, Littleton, actually.
Yeah.
And she said she was making breakfast in the kitchen, and her daughter, young daughter, was out in the backyard, playing in the backyard, and the woman happened to look out the window of the kitchen, and a mountain lion was stalking her daughter in the backyard.
Oh, gosh.
And the woman looked around to see what she could grab, and all she had laying on the ground, on the floor, was one of those woofer bats, you know, one of those plastic bats.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And she grabbed that woofer bat. Yeah, and grabbed it and ran out in the backyard and ran that mountain lion off. Otherwise, her daughter would have been gone. That mountain lion would have grabbed her and drug her off.
I like seeing somebody. Did you see that bear invasion video? It was floating around a couple of weeks ago. One of those middle-of-the-night deals, and a guy gets up. He thinks somebody broke into his house. And I think it was in Colorado. Well, he comes down the stairs. He's got an AR-15 in his hands, and his wife's up at the top of the stairs videoing this with her phone. And he goes down the stairs and goes into the kitchen, and this big bear comes flying out of there charging him, and he almost did a mag dump. I don't know how many shots he fired, but he dropped that bear in his kitchen. Can you imagine waking up in the middle of the night and coming face to face with a bear in your kitchen?
Oh, my goodness. Man. No. I was elk hunting in Idaho, and I had one run by me within probably 30 feet of me. And that was a wake-up call. That was a black bear, but it ran by me. Yeah. I was leaning up against a tree, like an aspen tree, and that bear ran by me. He never saw me. He ran by me. But, boy, howdy. That woke me up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't want one inside my house, I guarantee you that.
Crocker's listening to my show this morning. He sent me a deal that's called Coy Wolf, you know, where coyotes breed with gray wolves and dogs.
Man.
Yeah. I think that's what's happened in our area. You know, we had a huge population of red wolves back in the day, and a lot of the cattle ranchers wiped them out. You know, there was such a bounty on them. They were, you know, those red wolves were taking cattle down like crazy.
Uh-huh.
And, I think maybe there was a little crossbreeding going on, and I think that's why our coyotes are. Well, my neighbor's got a picture. He took several pictures of a real red wolf. Now, the TPNW claims that there's none in the wild anymore. The only ones are around are in captivity. I saw one years ago at the wildlife refuge in Anahuac going fishing, you know, in the dark. Driving down the road, it walked right across the road in front of my truck. There was no doubt of what it was. It was huge. And my neighbor took pictures of one. He sent them to TPNW, and they said, yeah, that's a red wolf. He said, well, I've seen it in my backyard several times now, and it was eating persimmons under a persimmon tree. And they said, well, that's not possible. There's none in the wild anymore. Well, I mean... We know better.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, several people I know out in Chambers County have seen them, and, I mean, they're not exaggerating. It's legit. They've seen them on occasion. But the coyotes are bigger. There might be some kind of, you know, hybrid thing going there.
Yeah. Well, I saw one in Katy. Oh, gosh. 50 years ago.
Yeah, they used to be thick in that area, too. You know, that's where a lot of the hunting went on to wipe them out, too.
Oh, yeah. I saw one out there probably at least 50 years ago when I was goose hunting. And he ran across the prairie out there. But that thing, it wasn't a coyote, I guarantee you that. It was big.
No, they're big.
Yeah.
I mean, the size of the head, the length of the nose, the ears, and then the body stature and everything. I've seen two, one there by my house and then one at the wildlife refuge about 30 years ago.
Man.
There's no doubt about what you just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing is believing, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's
it
not
is.
A myth.
But like you say, all the housing built in, it's just kind of running them out of the territory.
Yeah, development. It is.
Yeah. They're losing their habitat.
Now, South Texas, man, that's the last frontier in this state.
Boy, it is.
Well, except for, you know, your big thickets and all that in East Texas.
Yeah.
But.
Well, there's some days down there, I'm sitting in a deer stand now. Before I get out of the stand, I turn on my call, you know, my varmint call, and just for kicks. And some days, boy, it's amazing how fast those coyotes come to it, you know.
Oh, they're quick.
They'll come out of nowhere. I mean nowhere. And they come running.
Rabbit and baby cottontail, it'll suck them in every time.
Oh, here they come, man. They come running. I mean, they'll come running from 300 yards or farther, boy, just charging. And they come running so fast, they run past the deer stand before I can pick my rifle up. You know, it's funny. Run past me.
Well, they got an unbelievable nose, man. If they wind you, they're gone.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny. I turned on my call one day, and here came this bobcat. He came running to the deer stand. It was a young bobcat, and he came running to the stand, and he ran right up to the deer stand and stopped right underneath me, within probably 10 feet of the stand.
Huh.
And I stood up and I leaned out the window with my phone and took a picture of him right underneath the stand. And he was standing there looking around like, "Where's the wabbit? Where's the wabbit?"
That's it.
Like Elmer Fudd. Like That's Elmer it. Fudd, you know. "Where's the wabbit?"
Not
it was
here.
So funny. He was looking around. I just started laughing. I thought, boy, you'll learn, buddy. You'll learn.
Have you noticed, you know a lot of people in South Texas and all through there. Have you got any friends that have been getting any black bear photos on their game cams?
Yes.
Same yes, here. They're a lot more prevalent now, and I'm hearing about them all over the state up through East Texas and stuff now, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, East Texas, there's a lot of them. Yeah. And Louisiana, too. Yeah, North Louisiana's got a lot of them. And, we had some customers that would come down to the ranch and that live in North Louisiana. And they said, oh, they got black bears all over their deer feeders. Like crazy. And South Texas, one friend of ours, they hunt, just south of Laredo and toward Freer. And he sent a picture with looked like a sow with a couple of cubs and right there at their feeder. And so he called the game warden and said, what do we do about these black bears? See, don't shoot them. It's like a $15,000 fine if you shoot one of those black bears.
Oh, yeah. Don't shoot those.
Uh-uh. They want them to come back and populate. But they're coming out of Mexico. They're coming on up out of Mexico. And they want them to come back in. But they're starting to move back. So that's what they want. But, yeah, and, you know, I started getting reports from different people seeing them, then it kind of makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up because you drop customers off in a deer stand, and then you go park your truck, and then you start walking in the dark back to that deer stand. You know, you start thinking, oh, boy.
Right.
Now, you know, I'm not using a flashlight, and I'm walking back to that deer stand in the dark. You know, what's following me, you know, mountain lion or a black bear, you know. So
Jack
you never
Crocker
know.
Just texted me. He said there's been three or four black bears captured in the city limits of Uvalde this year already.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me.
Some things really are making a comeback and other things aren't. That's just, hey, that's nature.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Well, there again, they're losing their territory where they live, you know.
Yeah.
And they're coming into towns looking for food.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, that's what they're
doing. I like those bear videos. And I just can't believe some of these people you see in these videos, they think, you know, it's like a TV commercial. Everything's friendly. Bull corn.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, wanting to pet a bison, a buffalo.
Oh, seriously? Come on.
You know, and then I remember the one video that cracked me up. These people were sitting at a picnic table, a redwood table, and they were eating like a picnic, and a bear walks up, and they just start feeding it peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness.
Do they even have a clue what that bear could do to them?
Oh, boy.
I guess not.
They don't. They have no clue. Yeah. Well, people that aren't familiar with wild animals, that aren't familiar with the wild, they don't have a clue. They really don't. And I'll never forget a friend of mine and his wife were feeding a wild pig, and they kept feeding this wild pig, and their son one day was just kind of walking out there toward this wild pig, and I hollered, I said, "Whoa, stop!" I mean, you know, they don't realize what a wild pig can do.
Right.
They don't realize. They have no clue. Man, a wild pig can rip you to pieces. You know, up one side and down the other with those tusks. It's bad news. Man, I mean, a wild animal can tear you up.
Yeah, they can. Nothing to play with.
I mean, especially if you've got them in a trap, in a pig trap, and you want to let them out. Oh, my goodness. They're not happy.
No, they're fired off. They're already disturbed.
Oh, yeah.
Ticked off big time.
Yeah. Yeah, one time I told the ranch manager, I said, you know, I said, I've got to go back to town, I said, this afternoon, I said, or tomorrow morning, I said, I may want to take a pig back. I said, I'm going to bait that trap. So I baited the trap, and so the next morning, we were going to do some work around the ranch before I left, and so I'm around the house, and the ranch manager, he'd gone to put out some bait or whatever, and so I saw his headlights coming back to the ranch house. He came over there where I was, and I said, did you check the trap? He said, yep, sure did. He said, I got some good news, and I've got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
I said, uh-oh. I said, what's the good news? He said, you got two pigs in your trap. I said, okay. What's the bad news? He said, there's two Volkswagens in it. I said, uh-oh. Uh-oh. And boy, they were, man. I mean, there were two pigs in that trap about the size of Volkswagens.
All right, you see guys get up on top of the traps and lift that gate open, and the pigs, they won't leave. Those big, mean hogs, they're wanting to crawl up on top and eat him up, man.
That's right. That's
pull
right.
Pull the old pistol out and go to blasting. See you later.
That's right. Yeah, you better just take care of them.
All right. Speaking of blasting, I got to run, buddy. Hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming down and fishing or going hunting with you this winter, Lynn, give them some info how they can reach you, my friend.
Yes, sir. And give me it 361-935-6833.
All right, buddy. Well, have a good weekend, what's left of it, and I'll talk to you next week, Lynn. See you, man.
All right, man. You have a
All
good
right.
one.
Later.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
It's time for our top of the hour break, national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.